Welcome to Who Cares? This month I've been thinking about isolation. Folks who are out of sight and out of mind. And how that energy weighs down the whole world and perpetuates more and more of the same. With my friend Sandra Loring. She is the proprietor of Sadhana Yoga in Hudson, as well as the founder and director of Moving Potential. Rather than summarize what that is, I'll read from their mission page. Every breath has the power to transform. Every moment carries the seed of healing. At Moving Potential, we don't just believe in yoga's power to heal, we witness its miracles every day in prisons, recovery centers, and youth centers in New York's Hudson Valley. So, Sandra has been working with incarcerated people at Greene County Correctional Facility using yoga, creative writing, dance, and improvisation. And there's a performance coming up on July 18th at Space 428 in Hudson. And the music that you just heard and will hear more of is Ankara by Birds of Mind. And that is part of the performance. I'll put links for all of the details on the show page. And here's some of my conversation with Sandra. Prison system is,
wow. That's a trip without a suitcase. It's really military. Yeah.
Really military. Really, like, it almost feels so backwards in a way.
Really, think? They're not, you know, it's hypocritical. They're talking about rehabilitation, but that's not what they're...
That's not how you... That,
that's not what happens. It's about breaking people down, totally. Myself included.
Sure, anyone who enters, and I bet you including the guards.
More than ever.
Yeah.
And they have a really short stick that they draw depending on your rank.
Yeah.
So you get moved also away from your family, 5 hours away from your newborn, to live in a group home with other COs.
Yeah.
The food is
horrible,
beyond horrible. The individual, the incarcerated individuals look healthier to me probably because they're half starving, and the COs are really unhealthy because they get to, you know, buy sandwiches out of machines and order in fried food and pizza all day. It's really something. Wee-hoo!
What's the way out? Oh. Yeah, I don't know. That's a heavy question. What is the way out? We're so entrenched.
Yeah, abolition. Well, there's some, you know, people doing really amazing things about restorative justice and transformative justice and trying to create programs to keep people out of prison in the first place.
That's right. Yeah.
That
seems
big.
Like the smart, that seems like the way to go.
Like Hudson used to be a correctional facility for juveniles.
Oh yeah.
And then they moved the juveniles out because they're trying to do that less and put them more in halfway homes or, you know, with some services.
Oh yeah. My best friend married a guy in prison when he was in prison.
Wow.
And when he got out, he and I became friends. He was awesome. But he told me, you know, like, well, I went to prison as a kid. That's how I learned how to be a criminal. That's what I learned when I went to prison as a kid.
Yeah.
I learned what to do. Like, okay.
Sad but true.
Yeah.
I did this program, Reentry Columbia, a good organization in Hudson, and they did this program teaching at the community college in Hudson, where all these people came for the day and they set up these stations of, and we had little booklets with what we were supposed to do and a little wallet with who we are and what we had done and money or ID or not. But it was what the first 4 weeks would be like when
you re-enter.
And a lot of people went to crime.
Oh yeah.
We started stealing stuff or went back to jail because they could
eat. It was comfortable.
And it was their friends were there.
Yes. That's what Ronnie did a couple of times. And admittedly, he was just like, I don't know, I just feel like it's easier.
It's easier. It was so hard. It was so frustrating.
Because he knew, like, he was well-versed.
That
he was
system.
Very well-versed.
And it's so... so subversively underground universe.
Yes.
Like people take care of each other.
Loyalty.
You know where to get stuff. You very corrupt.
Yeah.
What you can bribe the guards for. Yeah. And most people that have never been incarcerated, et cetera, don't know anything about this. It's invisible.
Oh yeah. Well, no, then nobody wants to see. And I also think that there's such a a vast difference between how some people are incarcerated and like how Martha Stewart was incarcerated.
Exactly.
My uncle was incarcerated.
Right.
He was a politician.
Right. Big difference.
Oh, and he was, I don't want to say it was easy for him.
No,
but
never,
like,
but yeah. So in making this piece, you know, working with incarcerated individuals for the past 2 years, it was really hard for me to make it into a performance.
Mm-hmm.
I really struggled, I wrestled with that. One, because it was so experiential and in the moment. It was more like a prayer for me or a ritual. But then Isabel Hammam, who's an incredible Palestinian writer, wrote a book called Enter Ghost, and it's about a group of Palestinians that are doing Hamlet in the West Bank. Fabulous book. And she, quote unquote, says, you know, making art for me, making dance, is, you know, wrestling with that because it really, deadens resistance and softens suffering's blows. And again, it also makes visible the invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes me less of a monster, I feel, to do this. So.
What do you mean?
Well, just wrestling with it and then presenting this performance, I feel like it kind of keeps me in check somehow. Like
emotionally yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally myself, or as an artist myself, as an artist, and what am I doing and how to do it, and so that it's not like, oh, look how great I am, I'm doing this, I've been working in prison and good for me. Like, nah. Yeah, that white thing, people thing. Or like my friend Julie Carr is a poet, is talking about that they have a food bank at her bookstore in Denver. And there's some pushback from people like that it's taking away from the resistance, you know, of revolution, of radical change. She's like, well, thank you, and in the meantime Yolanda needs food and I'm gonna feed her. I'm sorry that I can't wait for the revolution to happen, and I all for it and I'm working towards it, and in the
and if you need a banana here. Wow, I've never heard that argument before, that we should let it get as bad as it's possibly going to get. Don't get in the way of the horrors as they are bound to occur, so that people will really suffer, so that in their suffering they will revolt.
It'll change. Like,
I don't know. Counterintuitive to actually creating a community of care.
We'll continue this conversation with Sandra Loring next month, on the first Wednesday of the month. In the meantime, you can see Witness, Dancing Beyond Boundaries by Sandra Loring at Space 428 in Hudson. And there's more information at Sadhana Yoga, S-A-D-H-A-N-A, Yoga, in Hudson, New York, or at Moving Potential. And the music you've been listening to is Ankara by Birds of Mind on Bandcamp and elsewhere. All the links for all these things are on the Who Cares show page. I'm Lila Friedland. Thank you for listening.